As the stock market continued to dive this week, there was more fallout from the corporate accounting scandal and a big shakeup at one of the nation's merged media giants, AOL Time Warner. Joe Nocera, executive editor of Fortune magazine, joins us from his office in New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And has the irrational exuberance that Mr. Greenspan talked about just a few years ago now become irrational pessimism?
Well, perhaps. This is as they, what they call in the trade, capitulation. You know, Everybody's just throwing in the towel. And it was a horrible week last week. It was a horrible week this week. And, you know, at some point, the pain will end. But one of the things that's happened is, you know, because the markets are so much more volatile now and because people trade so many more shares than they used to, events that used to take a long time, this slow, gradual, dragging bear market, now happen really quickly. So people really feel really painfully whipsawed. And that's where we are in the market right now.
So the booms and busts just have greater velocity than they used to?
That's right. I mean, the boom certainly did. And now the bust is having the same, basically the same effect.
Help us, if you could, read the resignation of Bob Pittman this week from the number three position at AOL Time Warner.
Right. And at first, we should point out that I work for AOL Time Warner at Fortune magazine. So let's just get that out of the way.
Okay.
You know, Pittman was widely disliked by the Time Warner side of the company, who viewed him as arrogant and as style over substance. And
He came from MTV and then ultimately AOL.
Right. Well, he came from the AOL side of the business. That's right. And, you know, let's remember what happened here. AOL bought Time Warner with their inflated internet stock, which they were able to do in January of 2000. And since then, the AOL side of the company has done really poorly. And that has helped drive the stock down from somewhere around 55 just 4 or 5 months ago to about $11.50. So what's happened really is that the Time Warner side, which feels like, you know, they still have going businesses and growing businesses and they're doing pretty well, and they wouldn't be in this horrible place that they're in now if they weren't saddled with AOL, have in effect revolted against the AOL side of the company. And, you know, what you really see now is that except for Steve Case, the company is being run by Time Warner executives.
Yeah. What do we make of the fact that just a few years ago, people were saying, and I don't remember contradicting them, well, you know, this is a merger that's necessary for Time Warner to survive because they're not really represented in the new media world. Now it sounds as if it's the new media world is the only thing that's putting concrete in their overshoes.
That's exactly right. You look back at Disney, for instance, which
Should explain is my publisher. Boy, this gets thick, yes.
Which had a chance to buy Yahoo at various points along the way and turned their back on the deal because they thought the price was too rich. Now they're looking really very smart because the internet companies that were supposed to take over the world are now struggling mightily, while the old line publishing and movie and so on and so forth are doing much better. Somebody said in the paper the other day that if AOL was just a division of Time Warner, you know, it'd be a small problem, but it wouldn't be a huge cataclysmic problem. It's the fact that AOL took over Time Warner, and so it's not just a division. It's the symbol of the company. It's the stock. You know, on some level, it is the company that has made it such an overwhelming problem.
What do you think about at least a couple of American companies have stepped forward this week and said from now on they're going to start accounting for the cost of stock options?
Well, first of all, I say three cheers for the companies. I think it's just great. It's a necessary reform, less because of what it does to a company's balance sheet, and more because it will act as a corrective for boards of directors to keep them from throwing these gigantic options packages at executives. Once it becomes a cost, then suddenly it's not free money anymore. That needs to happen. That is all to the good. And, you know, Coca-Cola is one of the companies that announced it's doing, the Washington Post, Dole Foods. It's terrific. I think you're going to see a groundswell of other companies doing this because the marketplace is demanding it. Mm-hmm. Congress, on the other hand, has really been nowheresville on this issue. In fact, early in the week, they shot down yet another attempt to add it to a bill. So, you know, Congress continues to take a position that they just don't want to deal with options. But in a weird way, that's become somewhat irrelevant because investor outrage is so high and investors are demanding that this happen, that companies themselves are kind of capitulating on the issue.
Joe, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Joe Nocera, executive editor of Fortune magazine, speaking with us from New York.